with the first look at what it says in the papers. Here's Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Karen. There's a goofy photo of a guy in the Irish Independent. He's pulling a face and he has his forefinger up to the side of his head. He looks like a schoolboy trying to make the other kids laugh behind the teacher's back. The schoolboy in the picture is Michael O'Leary, who did indeed get laughs at a Fine Gael campaign event for making fun of teachers. The front page of the Irish Daily Star has a picture of him with the headline, Class Clown. The Independent front page says that Fine Gael is scrambling to limit the damage from O'Leary's comments, with Simon Harris saying he should stick to running Ryanair. While the Irish Examiner quotes a teachers' union official describing the Fine Gael activists' reaction as cheap and sycophantic. Mary Carr, writing in the Irish Daily Mail, suggests that if Michael O'Leary knows so much about politics, he should consider standing himself, and if he doesn't, he should leave off slagging those who are. Those who are standing provide plenty for the papers to write about this morning. The Irish Times, for example, has two pages of election issue stories covering housing, derelict property, disability, health and Irish unity. The Examiner has a list of questions Mother Nature might like you to ask canvassers when they come calling. While elsewhere, the paper has a piece on how the parties don't need so many of those canvassers because now they're using more social media. That article is illustrated with a photo of Michael Healy-Ray wearing no cap with a large set of headphones on and shoved up inside one of the earpieces of the headphones, a big mobile phone. Still on politicians and technology, the Irish Daily Mail has a story about the new Greens deputy leader who was standing beside Roderick O'Gorman at a press briefing. While he was being asked a flurry of questions from one journalist, the paper says that Roisin Garvey whispered in his ear to ignore the journalist, not realising that there was a bank of microphones in front of her which picked up her voice. Back to the election and social media, and the Mail has a Fine Gael Facebook photo of Simon Harris and Pascal Donoghue sitting with a Fine Gael group at a table in a pub in Dublin before the rugby match the other day. The paper says the Restaurants Association won't be too happy because the photo shows no one at the table with a drink in front of them. And the Irish Times quotes the leader of the Social Democrats, Holly Cairn, saying that the date of the election is tricky. That's because November 29th is right around the time she's due to give birth to her first baby. Back to photos in the Irish Independent, and Mark Steadman there has a striking picture of a climate protester in Dublin yesterday. The head and shoulders shot shows her covered in a black oily substance. Her eyes are visible though, and they are clear and piercing. She's calling for COP29 to commit to a fast phase out of all fossil fuels. In other COP29 coverage, the Examiner says that the question of how to decarbonise flying is a COP conundrum. While the paper says 50,000 people will attend the conference, many of them flying. In its editorial, the Examiner says that, as you heard earlier in the bulletin, one problem with the climate crisis is investment. It makes the point that while Africa has an abundance of solar power, Belgium has more solar panels than the whole of Africa. That's because investors charge more to lend to Africans and demand higher repayments from them. Elsewhere in the Examiner, two articles featuring clothing. Colm O'Regan writes that despite himself, he's now in fashion. Apparently his t-shirt under a shirt look is back. And a few pages over, the Examiner has a feature on a pet cremation service. The staff say they sometimes get asked by owners to shave the pets and send them their fur. Apparently that's so they can knit jumpers from it.
Ronan Kelly.